101.3 FM and 1700 The Champ, a Cumulus Media station. Online at 1700thechamp.com. Steen on Sports is on your radio now.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Friday. Hope everybody had a great day. Get ready for the weekend. Get out and enjoy today. Might be a little rainy this weekend. You are listening to Steen on Sports, giving you your sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Maggie and Perloff, man, they're funny people. It is they are going at it, and they are ready for football. We are ready for football. B Styles coming in today. He's coming in at 5:21. He had a list. I have to get in here and see his list here, because we got some stuff to talk about. We got my college football picks for 2022, ACC, Big 12, Big 10, Pac-12, SEC, Notre Dame, Iowa's record, Heisman winner, playoff predictions. He's got it all. And that's not even talking about NFL football coming up. It's going to be a ton of fun getting to talk to B today. Looking forward to that. A lot of stuff going on. The last of the tour championship with PGA is going on. Another young man in baseball got paid today. We'll talk about that. There's always, you got some good, you got some bad, you got some stuff going on. We'll have to talk about that a little bit too. But we're going to kind of dive into the high school football scene coming up. I have all the high school stuff kind of sitting right here in my hands. I did 4A and 5A, just so we can take a look at that. Also have a lot of these guys' schedules out, which is kind of cool to have. It's very interesting. And then we'll jump into college football week one schedule early. I think the biggest game that's on here is Northwestern Nebraska, early season, not here. They are playing in, where are they at? Aviva Stadium. So we'll talk a little bit about that too. And we'll talk a little bit about the NFL and some of the surprises maybe that could happen in the NFL. One of the ones, it's driving me crazy, this whole Trey Lance, Jimmy G. Well, Trey Lance didn't look good last night. And I'm like, guys, come on. It's preseason football. He's just out. If he can take a snap and actually complete a pass and a play, they're doing okay. It was the 49ers. They're playing the Texans. The Texans are all still playing for all their jobs. I don't take a lot of stock into preseason NFL football. It's made that way for the NFL. I mean, Aaron Rodgers hasn't been near. Most of these guys haven't been near, so that's going to happen more often than not. You can check us out on the show at 1700 The Champ on Twitter, at Steen on Sports. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ as well. The website is 1700thechamp.com. Today is Friday, so that means the Twins have the Giants at home Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So we have that going on. Next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is the Twins and the Boston Red Sox. And next Thursday is our first college football game that we'll have on the air, and that is Penn State at Purdue. Another huge Big Ten game opening up for the first game in the season. Crazy stuff. So we have all that to look forward to. We'll really get involved in the NFL next week. We'll start getting guests coming in, talking. We'll do some here's the fun thing, too. BetMGM has been, they took a hiatus during some of this. They're back on this show. They're back getting ready. I just I did my first BetMGM commercial that I've done in quite some time. So I'm excited about that. So we got BetMGM. We're going to get ready to rock and roll, too. We also have these fine sponsors as well. Des Moines Orthopedic, Heritage Building Maintenance, Woodman Controls, Iowa Cubs, Northwest Bank, and Palmer Group. Want to thank all of them for being a part of the show. We couldn't do the show without them. So just to give you a heads up, most of the golfers are done. And some are still on 14-15. Scottie Scheffler has a 6-shot lead over Xander Schauffele and John Rahm coming up quick. The round of the day was Max Homa shot a 8-under today, 8-under 62. Tom Hoge shot a couple of nice rounds the first 2 days. So you got some people that are playing pretty well. Jordan Spieth is at 6-under. Justin Thomas 7, but this is Scottie Scheffler's to take home if he continues to play like he's playing right now, and it's kind of been his year, so pretty excited about that. The youngster today, he's with the Seattle Mariners. Seattle Mariners are having a I'm gonna jump on that here just really quick, just to give you an idea. The Seattle Mariners have not been a good baseball team for a while. And they are sitting right now, they are 68-57. They have they're 6-4 over their last 10. Just about everybody in the league is 6-10, except for the Tampa Bay Rays. I mean 6-4 over their last. The Braves are hot. The Tampa Bay Rays are hot right now. Dodgers, as always, but Dodgers also play. Well, the Padres are doing okay as well, but they've lost a couple of games. But getting back, so just to tell you, so his name is Julio Rodriguez. He's finalizing a long-term extension. It could max out at $470 million. The extension guarantees him the 21-year-old, 20, think about that, folks, 21. He's my youngest son's age. My youngest son is a senior at Iowa State. So this young man could still be a senior in college. He's guaranteed 210. It could max out at 470. He's an MVP candidate, an epic home run derby performance. He's stolen 23 bases, hit 20 home runs. He's a good kid by everything that's in these things. And those are the stories that we want to hear in sports. We always hear the negative. And so it was fun to see this one. And it's fun to see Seattle trying to keep him. That's what makes baseball better when something like that happens. That's the part that you would like to see. Now, we had a couple of negatives today that were out there. A couple of women have accused former heavyweight champion Foreman Grill guy George Foreman of sexual assault back a long time ago. We'll have to see what shakes out for that. But a more difficult one is Buffalo Bills punter Matt Ariza, who they called like the most unbelievable punter of all time. Himself and two others have been accused of raping a 17-year-old girl last year in a lawsuit filed in San Diego Superior Court on Thursday. Pretty much all of this has been. It's not, I mean, all the information's not out there right now. Not all the information. The Buffalo Bills, and I talked about this story the other day. It has a little bit of, just from this area. The Buffalo Bills cut Matt Hawk the other day to keep Matt, and then you have this come up. And at the time this happened, he was 21. The girl was 17. It says in here, that the Buffalo Bills did their due diligence and had asked and said, and the response was that this was, you know, they thought that they were going to be okay and signing him and cutting Matt Hawk. It doesn't look as cut and dry as that is. I'm trying to be delicate here. There are allegations in here that the Buffalo Bills listened to a taped conversation that the boy admitted having sex with the young lady, which at age 21 and her being 17 is a no-go. So more to come on that. The NFL, it's difficult, right? They're grown adults. You don't want this kind of news out there. That's not what they're looking for. They're getting ready to start the season. They have all of us talking about all this stuff, and that's what happens. I thought one of the more big stories too, and this just shows what type of coach Becky Hammon is. Becky Hammon was sitting on an NBA bench. She was learning from one of the best ever. She was down in San Antonio. And she decided that she was going to go take a head coaching job in the WNBA. And she came in and turned the Las Vegas Aces. They're in the finals. She received 27 of 56 votes. And I get it. And I understand. It's not okay with me. And if you've listened to the show from the very beginning, I don't care anything about Becky Hammon, except for if you put the word coach in front of her, she probably already should have been coaching in the NBA. She was a lead assistant in San Antonio to Coach Popovich, who by all means is one of the top five all-time coaches in the NBA. He knew what she can do. It's just getting over that hump, right? Because we can't, there's a lot of us. Not me, but there's a lot of us that can't distinguish between being a good coach and have to make the distinction between being male or female. It shouldn't matter. Male coaches coach in women's basketball. She's a great coach. She's proven it time and time and time again. And congratulations to Becky for getting all that done. That it's a big deal, and it's something that we need to celebrate stuff like that, and we don't do that, and I hope that we can change that. When we were comparing too, just to take a step back, because they're sitting here side by side. So J-Rod, who just signed that contract at 21. And the article right next to it in ESPN is, what do you do? How can you do your due diligence and do your due diligence well enough? Because that's the same place that the San Diego Padres were just at with Fernando Tatis Jr., who's only 23. And now he's sitting out 80 games because of PED use. He had a bad shoulder. I think he was trying to heal his shoulder. They paid him $340 million. I think that's why you have people that are scared of taking that leap, right? To take that jump to how much you are going to pay. And I heard Maggie and Andrew Perloff today talking about, well, it's okay if you pay him, it's okay if you pay him. And then they mentioned Aaron Judge, and like, well, he's not going to get that kind of money. He's too old. He's 31 years old. He's 31 years old. He's putting up numbers that people haven't put up in quite some time. And clean, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens with all of this. Now, Fernando Tatis Jr. is a bright enough star, a bright enough personality that I think he can bounce back from this. He's young. he's trying to get back on the field. He's trying to help the Padres. I get the majority of that. But you have to be extremely careful. And I think that's the part that a lot of these young kids, you know, they're not understanding. They're seeing the dollars and all of that, and maybe not seeing everything that they need. So I'm very curious to see what's going to happen with Fernando Tatis, to see if he can bounce back from that. I think he will. So I think we're going to be okay. We're going to talk a little. We're going to talk a little high school football when we come back. We're going to talk a little college football. We're going to talk a little NFL football. If you're looking at bets out there right now, there's some bets out there coming from BetMGM, a lot of different places, on some long shot stuff that might not be too far fetched. I'm going to give you a little teaser. One of the ones that are in here is Nick Sirianni being coach of the year. Right now he is plus 2,000 to win coach of the year. Now, they play with the Cowboys, they're in the Redskins. I mean, they have the ability to win games. If Jalen Hurts is that guy, and they have Gardner Minshew as well, don't let that slide that they also have him. The Dallas Cowboys just lost their left tackle, their all-pro left tackle. It's going to be very interesting, but maybe we'll go through some bets there's some big bets out there that can make some big time money if you want to grab them. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. We'll be back. High school football talk when we get back right after this break.
Here's a look at traffic. Join the conversation now on Twitter at Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Friday. Hope everybody had a great day. You are listening live to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. We're on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Twitter at Steen on Sports and at 1700 The Champ. Facebook at 1700 The Champ as well. After the show, you're going to get a little bit of Zach Gelb, and then we're going to jump into Twins and the San Francisco Giants 6:30 pregame. We're going to start this segment off with our sponsor, Northwest Bank. Two locations in Ankeny, one in West Des Moines, a brand new branch in Ames, three locations in Omaha, many, many more across the state of Iowa. It's commitment that you can count on, and that commitment arises from all the things that you can do once you walk into Northwest Bank. They'll take care of your personal, your business checking, your mortgage, wealth management, private banking. The commitment part is each individual that walks in there, the bank is going to get you to a point. I mean, they're going to hone into everything that you need, and that's what you want. You don't want where you have to come in and by yourself, you have to like start pulling stuff down off a menu or just saying, you know, this is our package. This is all we have. They're looking to make that personal commitment to you to make your customers extremely happy and make banking easy, because that's what we want. We want our banking to be easy. If you don't want to wait in lines, you don't have to. If you don't, I mean, there's so many different things. I just picked up some a parking pass for the Iowa State game done on my phone. I mean, the stuff that you can do electronically, and we have season tickets with my friend Travis and Janet, and they have a great parking spot. But sometimes we grab a parking pass and park so the kids have somewhere to go as well. So and you can do that. You do it right online. It goes right into my Apple Wallet. Who knew? That's the commitment, right? It's everything that you, if you like checks and you like writing checks and you still have cash and you, maybe you still collect, they're going to take care of you. So that is the commitment that Northwest Bank has. Another one, right before we start talking about high school football, one more NFL. So the other day, they had a fight between the Cincinnati Bengals and the Los Angeles Rams. They were in a scrimmage together, and somehow at the end of it, Aaron Donald was swinging a Cincinnati Bengal helmet that I assume that he had ripped off of somebody's head and was swinging it around at people. A huge brawl. So you're thinking to yourself, okay, what's the NFL going to do about that? Well, the NFL and the team owners and the team and the players have rules for these type of scrimmages. This wasn't a preseason game. This was a preseason scrimmage between two teams. And the only people that can punish people are the Los Angeles Rams can put down punishment on Aaron Donald. They're not going to do that. And you would have thought the world had ended today, listening to everybody on ESPN and Fox and everywhere, the haves and the have-nots, the yes, we're mad and you know we can't have this. He needs to be punished. He probably needs to sit the first. I'm like, come on, it's a practice. It's hot. That's all there is to it. So that's kind of what happened through all that. So he's going to be fine. He is not going to get suspended. So I would not worry. So this is week one of high school football. And for all of us, I know that my wife and middle son are heading to Valley Stadium to watch Dowling Southeast Polk. They're both very excited about that. That is one of the marquee games that's out there tonight. Waukee Ankeny is a marquee game out there tonight. But we'll go through some of these. Ankeny Centennial is playing Indianola. Very interesting game. Indianola still trying to, make their existence known in Class 5A. And Ankeny Centennial, good as always. East Des Moines, Des Moines Roosevelt. Des Moines Hoover, Des Moines North. Another big game tonight, Waukee Northwest versus Valley. Urbandale is playing Bettendorf, Waukee and Ankeny. That's going to be a big game. Get to see J.J. Cole go at it tonight. That'll be exciting. Iowa City High, Iowa City Liberty. They're playing at Kinnick Stadium. Come on. How cool is that for the Iowa City kids to be able to do that? Muscatine, Linmar, Pleasant Valley, Prairie, Cedar Falls, Johnston. Johnston, they're playing up in the Unidome. Interesting to get to go see that one as well. Waterloo East, Waterloo West, Oskaloosa, Ottumwa. If you jump down to 4A locally, what do we have here? Whew, what a big game this is. Dallas Center, Grimes, North Polk, right out of the gate. Wow. Boone and Nevada. Nevada has a really good tight end. Getting ready to go to Iowa State. We're very excited about the Rhodes family. Trying to see where Bondurant. You know, I know Bondurant. Pella is playing Norwalk. That's a huge game. I mean, that's the end of the year game as well. Ballard, Bondurant, Farrar. Another huge game. A lot of big time opening games this weekend for high school football. It's going to be a great night. And these high school kids, they work hard. I had a discussion over this past weekend. We were all together, and we were talking about the quality of coaching in the state of Iowa at the football, at the high school level. And, I mean, you have some long-standing coaches out there, the Pizzettis, the Wilsons, You have high quality coaches. My buddy Luke Starkovich is there. Pug, all those guys, Southeast Polk, trying to get title number two for the Southeast Polk Rams. Once again, it's high school football. I of all the things that are out there, it's probably the thing that I might miss that the most, because those Friday nights, and then at the end of the year, getting to go up to the dome, that was pretty exciting. And being, I'm not going to lie, being a Dowling fan in that time frame that my boys were in school, seven high school football championships in a row was pretty great. So good luck tonight. Everybody have fun. Remember, always remember. Remember a couple of things, and especially even more this year. Because here's the one. Be kind to the umpires and referees. They're lucky. I can't believe all these games from 5A down to single A, all of them come off without a hitch tonight because of shortages in having officials. Be nice. Also, be nice to these kids. They're 16, 17, and 18-year-olds, okay? It's not NFL. They're not getting paid. Be nice. They get yelled at enough. I don't think that's too much to ask for, that we can treat everyone just treat them the way that you'd want to be treated if you were out on a football field. Maybe that's the easiest way to say it. I don't know if that's the easiest way, but it seems to be the easier way. And I get it. Sometimes it just happens. And if it does, take it, apologize, explain it, and try not to let it happen. We have to get to a point where we are not, we're not so dependent on these young kids to all they have to do is win. And it's a big deal. Adam Schefter, about 9 minutes ago, said that Bill's rookie punter, Matt Areza, who has been accused along with two others, will not punt for Buffalo in tonight's preseason game at Carolina. So at least the Buffalo Bills are taking the accusations and holding him out of games. You hope for most of these teams, right? You always try that you're thinking that you do the most due diligence. It's not everybody's upfront about stuff. It's not easy. I think we all understand that. But once you have accusations like this come out, you need to make sure that you do your due diligence and make sure that everybody is being heard and being taken care of. I talked about that earlier. I have so many things I want to talk about. I can't choose. There's too much going on for me personally. Ronnie Stanley, my left tackle for my Baltimore Ravens, came back today. They didn't know if he would be, if he'd go on the PUP list, not being able to perform and be out for 4 weeks, but he came back today. A lot of talk in the NFL right now is about two teams and two quarterbacks that have pretty much never thrown a pass, and two very distinctly different scenarios. I think the more difficult one right now is you're the San Francisco 49ers. And I do believe that if you listen to enough pundits, and I listen to myself, San Francisco on offense and defense, maybe the offensive line's not the greatest. The offense itself, when it's clicking, is really, really good. But the defense is really, really, really good. And they have Trey Lance, and they have Jimmy G. Jimmy G, who has led them to a Super Bowl, led them to an American Conference or an NFC championship game, all those things. And they have Trey Lance, who hasn't done anything. And if you were listening to Maggie and Perloff today before my show coming in every NFL, you know, you have the owner, usually have an owner, a president, a general manager, and a coach. San Francisco 49ers have a very strong coach and a very strong general manager. John Lynch is the general manager. Shanahan is the head coach. If you read the tea leaves that are out there, the tea leaves, are saying that general manager Lynch really, really liked Trey Lance, and head coach Kyle Shanahan really, really, really liked Mac Jones, and the general manager won out. But you still have Jimmy G there, and it's a very difficult situation when you have someone with his success, but he gets hurt a lot too at times, which makes it very difficult. On the other side of that, you have the whole Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay Packers, Jordan Love debacle, right? It's what started Aaron Rodgers on his trip to Aaron Rodger land, wherever that may be, wherever he may be. But when they drafted Jordan Love, the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers, their relationship soured some. I think that's the easiest way to read through that. And it continues today. He doesn't like it when Jordan Love gets reps. He doesn't. He's not giving any help. The two distinctly different things that the teams look like they're pushing for the ways that you wouldn't want to be pushed. You know, Aaron Rodgers, one day he comes out and says, I have 3 to 5 years left. The next day he says, this might be my last year. You can't listen to him on that. The trust factor with Jimmy G with San Francisco, you're getting ready with a ready-made team to go far in the playoffs to start someone who's thrown like 22 passes in the NFL. It's the San Francisco 49ers. Went into Green Bay last year and beat Green Bay. Didn't score a touchdown. But still, you would think that these are two of the highest quality teams, great management. The Green Bay Packers, if Aaron Rodgers is on this year and wants to play and wants to do all that, their defense, this might be one of the better defenses that we've seen in a long time. They can pressure. They defend the run, they like to intercept passes. I mean, they're the real deal on defense. It's going to be a ton of fun. You're listening to Scene on Sports, bringing sports your way every day, right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. We'll be back, plenty more to talk about. We'll do that right after this break.
Sports 1700, the champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Friday. Drive safely home. Enjoy. It's getting to be that time, so take it slow. Weekend coming. A little rainy, but maybe not the whole weekend. So we need the rain, though. So we can't complain about that. You're listening to Scene on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, real sports talk for real sports fans. After the show today, a little bit of Zach Gelb and Minnesota Twins, San Francisco Giants, 6:30 pregame. High school football starts tonight. That's going to be awesome. We're not very far. I'm always looking. I get this whole hold on here. So ba-bum. Sunny's Beast. Saturday. September 3rd. There we go. We got Iowa State football coming up. Can't wait for that. Iowa Hawkeye football coming up, playing South Dakota State. It's a tough game. That's a tough game for Iowa. I mean, South Dakota State is no pushover. So we are getting close. So looking forward to that. And hold on just a second here. There we go. This segment needed to pull this up. I apologize. This segment is going to be brought to you by Heritage Building Maintenance, founded in the Midwest in 2011. They provide quality health-centric building maintenance. They believe the cleaning industry should provide the first line of defense in proper health care, always looking for the right process to provide the highest quality, safest, and most healthy environment for your employees. They are certified partners in science-proven microbial control, the state-of-the-art protection to keep their environments safer and more healthy for the occupants of the buildings they clean. Futuristic company. They're always. I mean, all the cleaning companies are out there. They're trying to figure out how to make everybody as safe as possible. And before 2 years ago, 2.5 years now, maybe, we'd all went, yeah, well, okay. Well, we had something shut down an entire world, but we found a way to get through it. And one of the reasons we find the ways to get through it is all the help that we get from science and all of that, and Heritage is a part of that. So very happy to have them be a sponsor to the show. There's still so many things to talk about. I mean, there's just headlines all over the place. Florida A&M has to play North Carolina, and they're going to be without 20 ineligible players because they have some discrepancies on what's you know, if they're eligible or not eligible. That's a crazy thing. I saw this, and this kind of went it went under the radar, right? So the Los Angeles Lakers are getting ready to sign Patrick Beverley. Now, I don't know how many of, I mean, I'm assuming the majority of people that listen to the show are NBA fans, because we talk about it a lot. But Patrick Beverley is that guy who, if he's on your team, you love him. He's that gnat. He's far more athletic, but that's the way I played basketball. I wasn't the most athletic, wasn't the best at a lot of things, but man, could I be a pest. Still am, to this day. Listen to that. The Lakers are getting ready to sign him. And if you listen around the NBA, there are some players who don't get along with each other. And the number one player who does not get along with Patrick Beverley is Russell Westbrook. They are hated enemies of each other. Never have gotten along. Have been in many scrapes, many screaming matches all along. With this, and I think what people are reading from the tea leaves is, with this move, they're either going to trade Russell Westbrook or they're just going to tell him to go home. They're going to give him the same treatment that I do believe it was the Houston Rockets did with John Wall, and just said, just go home. We don't want you here. We can't find anybody to trade you. You, if we cut you, you're going to sue for all your money, and that's just going to be a pain. So just go home. You don't have to be here. You don't have to do anything. So, I mean, really, that's incredible. So I don't know what's going to come of all that, but it is not a good look. Another kind of not good look for the NBA, Tyrene Prince, Minnesota Timberwolves, was arrested on an out-of-state warrant from Texas on drug charges. Probably not what the NBA is looking for from its stars that they're in the news for things like that. Another kind of big story today was, I'm going to try to grab it here, and it's not grabbing it or how I, where's that? There it is. Give me just a second here. Athletic director Alan Green announces exit from Auburn 1 week before the start of college football season. It's been a mess. He hired a football coach that really nobody wanted, and they didn't want him to hire, and he went ahead and did it anyway. Auburn fans have not been a big fan of his. In Auburn, I mean, he was more of an all sports guy. There's no such thing as all sports in Auburn. It's football, and then maybe men's and women's basketball, but that is about it. And it wasn't going well for him, and ended up not being well for him. But that's kind of the way things go, and not a lot that you can do about it. We talked a little bit, if you missed the first segment, that J-Rod, he is with the Seattle Mariners, signs an extension for $290 million by the end of it all. He's 21 years old, by the way. He's having a great year for a baseball player. He's having an astronomical year for a 21-year-old baseball player. So that was something that it has the capability of getting to $470 million for this young man, which is just incredible that you have that amount of money at stake here. Just to give you a heads up, it's golf. I love golf. Right now there's, four players on the course still. Scotty Scheffler has a 4-shot lead over Xander Schauffele. John Rahm made a move today. Sung Jae-im made a move today. Max Homa made a move today. So it's nice to, got a lot of people playing really good golf right now. So it'll be interesting to see this weekend. What happens there. Once again, we have high school football coming up tonight. We'll have a huge recap show on Monday of all the college football games and all the high school football games. Then we'll talk about college football games. We'll start to get ready for NFL football games. You know, that's going to be our week. We'll dive into baseball. We'll dive into other things once they pop up, but those are going to be our main things. We're going to have a ton of fun with betting. Extremely, extremely happy to have BetMGM back in the fold, and with a lot of nice programs starting up and a lot of fun to be had. So if it's just myself, if it's Scott and myself, and then we're going to have some guest pickers come on every week along with some of our. So John Schaefer is going to come in studio. We'll still have B-Styles doing games. We'll talk to Maddie Nelson, and we'll talk to all of our Iowa guys. We'll get through, especially David. We'll get through all of them. Start getting picks. Start getting expectations. Full week next week. I'm almost positive. I think I don't have anything going on. Then we kind of hit that Labor Day part, so we'll miss a Monday in there. But other than that, get ready for some full-time coverage on a lot of fun, having a lot of fun with betting and a lot of fun with football. Baseball playoffs coming up. Once baseball playoffs hit, you got to bet baseball playoffs. It's difficult to bet baseball games. We've all tried. And there's people out there that are pretty good at it. But it is not easy. You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, real sports talk for real sports fans. We're going to come back, got a lot more to talk about. We'll kind of recap the first hour. B Styles coming in, blowing up. We'll be there when you come back. Here's a look.